Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. We live. Let me make sure. Okay, yeah. We live. Let me go live on Instagram. Listen, today we diving deep. We talking heavy. We're talking about your future and why your future is so important today. Listen, before I even continue, if this is your first time here, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to Failure's Knowledge, where we plan for your future ahead so we can become the best version of yourself. If this is your first time, make sure you like, make sure you comment, and subscribe, because today we're talking about your future and how your future can be impacted from today. It's so important to recognize that your future, it's in your hands, and we can grow because we are able to identify what we like to do. Listen, I don't know if you can tell, okay, but I'm working on my future at this moment. I'm working on my future at this moment because I'm understanding what needs to be done. So let me write on this board right quick. Let me know if y'all can see it right here. So I'm going to put plan for your future, because your future will come quicker than you think. Hold on, let me get this right. Let me get this situated. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Plan for your future. Plan for your future. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. We talking heavy today. Listen. Where we at? Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Okay. Let me put this back in the camera. There we go. Plan for your future. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see this right here. Plan for your future, because your future gets created when we understand to have a vision for ourselves. See, understanding that there's a process behind everything. There's a plan behind everything. There's a development behind everything. Nothing goes unnoticed. Not even your work. The most work that you're doing, it's noticed. It's noticeable. Yet it comes to light in a different way. It comes to light in a different manner, different time, a different situation. See, when I learned more about my future, more about what I wanted to do, I understood that today mattered the most. Not yesterday, not last week, not last month. Today mattered the most, because I'm in control of what I would like to do. I'm in control of who I would like to become. I'm in control. See, being in control is taking control of your future. It's preparing and helping you focus on what you need to do and why you're doing a particular way. See, understanding that there's a process behind everything. There's work that has to be completed in all aspects of life. Not just one aspect of life, and all aspects of life. Because when we plan for our future, we're understanding that there's more to come. And even though there's more to come, what is the more? I remember when I was about to join the Marine Corps back in 2018, I was focused on becoming the best me. I was focused on learning and identifying the path and direction that I would like to go. See, I was afraid to join because I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And even though I didn't know what I was getting myself into, I knew that something was going to come from this. I knew something was going to come from this decision, because this decision was a powerful one to make. It was a difficult one to make. because I was planning for my future. Even though I was planning for my future, the action that I took, I was not ready for it. But I took it anyway. I was afraid to join the Marine Corps. I was afraid to leave my hometown. I was afraid to even do something that I know can better me. I was afraid because I didn't know what to expect. Our future is something that we cannot expect. Only if we take action for today. Only if we take action for today. So prior to me going to my stationary unit, when I joined the Marine Corps, I just had an idea. Like, I want something more, but I'm not sure what this more is. I'm not aware of what the more is, what I can do to achieve more. I just want more. Even though I want more, there has to be some type of work to be done. There has to be some type of work and involvement and skills and development and planning that has to be done. See, I remember when I first ran my first 3 miles. It wasn't even 3 miles. It was my first mile and a half. It was so overwhelming. It was so stressful because I was so tired and exhausted. I never ran a mile and a half. And in order for us to go to the military, go to the Marine Corps, we have to pass the time. We have to pass this test. This test was something that I wasn't ready for because I wasn't conditioning in a way that I should be prepared for. But I just committed. I decided I was going to do this, and now I need to go all out. As I was running, trying to pass and prepare for the test before we went to boot camp, I was exhausted. I was exhausted. When I was running, I was pushing myself. I was pushing myself, and I kept going, and I kept pushing myself through hard times because the running a mile and a half is hard. If you never ran it before, it's difficult. I never ran it a mile and a half before I joined the Marine Corps. I always played football, so the sprints was like 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards, the most. And then you rest. And then once you rest, then you do it again. The most that someone runs is 100 yards on the football field. This is going down one way. If you're going back and forth, it's maybe 200 yards. That's far. Yards. I'm not talking about mile and a half. I'm talking about yards, football field. It's not that long. Furthermore, it is long if you're conditioning for football. See, I wasn't conditioning for the Marine Corps because I didn't understand and have an idea of where I would like to go. So when I joined and started running the mile and a half, it pushed me to get out of my comfort zone. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And even though I got myself into something that I wasn't prepared for, I was planning for my future. How can I understand that this path is going to help me, that this run is going to help me in life? In life, it helps you because now you're understanding that you're capable of doing more. I was capable of doing more because I decided for myself. And once I decided for myself, something came from that. And by something came from that, the something was that, as I was planning for my future, hold on, let me slide this out the way just a little bit. As I was planning for my future, I had to understand that work had to be done. See, the work that had to be done is that I had to step into the unknown. That's what the first point is going to be about. Going to be about. Step into the unknown. Step into the unknown. Let me underline it. Step into the unknown. So once I committed and decided I was going to do this for myself, I had to accept the work that needed to be done for this. Now we had to do pull-ups. Now we had to run. Now we had to do crunches. Now we had to pass the test. Now we had to study. Now all this work has to be done, but the unknown wouldn't have been discovered if I didn't commit to myself. If I didn't commit for my future, see, my future was on the line because I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I didn't know what I needed to study as far as like being actually in the Marine Corps, not just necessarily the tests, working out, and so on and so forth. I just didn't know what I was getting myself into. See, the unknown is so scary because we don't have the answers that we're looking for. When we push ourselves in an uncomfortable position, an uncomfortable situation, an uncomfortable timing, something happens. The unknown that we've been thinking about get discovered. See, as I was joining the Marine Corps, the unknown got discovered because I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Even though I got myself into something, I learned that it was the best for me. I made a decision to go and join, And once I joined the Marine Corps, now I learned more about myself. Now the unknown was no longer that, what if I can run a mile and a half? When I got to boot camp, when I got to the training facility, we had to run 3 miles. The first test, we had to run a mile and a half, but later on, we had to run 3 additional miles. And so knowing that the unknown is going to be scary, the work is going to be overwhelming, the commitment is going to be tiresome. But even though it's tiresome, doesn't mean we can't do it. See, recognizing the unknown and just saying, I don't need to know all the answers. I'm just going to commit. I'm going to commit for myself, and as I'm committing for myself, I'm going to learn. I'm going to go in as an open book and be a sponge to everything that's around me, because I just want to learn everything and something from this experience. See, I was 19 when I went to the Marine Corps, and I was learning more about my future. I was learning more about the path that I would like to go. I was learning more about about the direction that I would like to go. And even though it seemed overwhelming, even though the pictures was there, even though I can ask the recruiter the different questions like, what do I need to expect? It's different once you start doing it. Someone can answer any question that another person has. Yet the time when someone actually commit to doing something is completely different. It's completely different because it's different in a way where you seeing it for yourself. You're seeing it for yourself, what goes on with this. Even though the recruiter been in for a couple years, maybe I think he said 10 years at the time, he was in for a long time. His experience is going to be completely different from my experience because I'm the one that's experiencing it. See, oftentimes we have to be the one that experience the unknown because the unknown is going to help us grow. See, when you plan for your future, you're no longer talking yourself out of doing any and everything that you have put your mind to. If I would have taught myself how to join the Marine Corps, I would never went because I was either, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know where I was going to go. I didn't know what to do. And see, not knowing everything causes us to learn everything. See, there's a twist that goes on around this. When you don't understand the unknown, how can you learn something that's not in front of you, something that you're not aware of? The Marine Corps was a lesson, and it taught me, even though you don't know nothing about this, even though you didn't grow up watching the Marines or the military just in general, doesn't mean you can't do something. Doesn't mean it's not possible for you. Doesn't mean that it won't work out in your favor. See, I went in a positive way, saying I'm going to do this. And as I'm doing this, I'm going to learn something. I'm going to learn what this unknown is. I'm going to learn what this industry is, what this business is, what this idea and or dream was. See, I didn't have a dream to join the Marine Corps. I had a plan. And either I was going to go to college to play football, or I was going to join the Marine Corps. And I'm not that tall. At the time, I was like 5'6", 180 pounds. 5'6", 180 pounds, I don't need to play football no more. These guys in college, they're like 5'9", and up 220 pounds. I'm over exaggerating just a little bit. But I knew my limits. I wasn't going to make a career out of football. When I got injured, I was like, yeah, that's it for me. When I told my ACL, I said, yep, that's it for me. That's it for me. Because it was it for me because I had to go through the process of healing, go through the process of building the muscle, go through the process of training again. I said, yeah, that's it. That's it. If I keep getting hurt, I got to keep going. I got to keep doing this again. Now, that's it. That's it. And so when I understood that the Marine Corps is going to teach me more than I was expecting, it forced me to learn the unknown. It forced me to push myself. It forced me to get uncomfortable. It forced me to identify what I would like to do. See, not knowing what you would like to do and doing it anyways is planning for your future. It's planning for your future because the actions that you take today, the actions that I've taken in 2018 is paying off today. Because I didn't talk myself out of it. I didn't know where I would be. I just know I knew I wanted to do something. I wanted to do something, and the something wasn't going to come from me being comfortable. And the something wasn't going to come from me knowing what the outcome was going to be. And the something didn't happen because I didn't talk myself out of it. See, understanding that we are in control of what we think, what we do, and how we how we act. Being in the unknown is scary. Even though it's scary, doesn't mean that lessons won't come from this. Growth won't come from this. Experience won't come from this. So my recruiter experience was completely different from my experience. And so in the office, he had the pictures up every week and what everything would consist of. And so as I'm looking before I leave, I'm like, okay, we got to do swimming. Swimming look fun. I know how to swim just a little bit. We got to do swimming. We got to fight. We got to go to the gun range. We got to run. We got to work out. So it looks doable. The pictures tell a story. But it's completely different from seeing the pictures and doing what's in the pictures. Now, I had to learn what drill was. I've never drilled in my life. In the Marine Corps, in the military, you have to drill, which means you have to walk in the, not necessarily walk. Let me see the definition of drill. Let me see the definition of drill, because I don't want to say the incorrect definition. I mean, definition. But what is the definition of drill? What is the definition of drill? I'm putting drill, military, meaning. Drill, military, meaning. Let me share my screen so y'all can see this. Drill, military, meaning. And now it doesn't want to work. Come on now. There we go. Drill, preparation. There we go. Let me scan out of those just a little bit more. Drill, preparation of soldiers performing their duties in peace of war through the practice and rehearsal of prescribed movements. So, if you never saw a drill before, it's actually pretty cool. Being on the outside looking in, it's pretty cool. It's pretty structured. It's formatted in a way where you're walking out as a unit, and you're not just necessarily walking, you're marching together. You're moving together, you're moving in one accord, you're moving to one beat. You ever saw that movie Drumline and how the band instructor, he was like, one sound, one beat, or one beat, one team. What does it say? One sound, one heartbeat. Yeah, one sound, one heartbeat, because everything has to be in the accord. All the different instruments, the different drums, the different vocalists, not necessarily vocalists, but the different players, that the band members that's playing different instruments has to be on one accord. Because it's one accord, you're creating a beautiful sound that makes something special. And when we marching, it's something beautiful because all of us is in one accord. It's so incredible to experience, so incredible to be a part of. And it was a lot of work. Because I've never done it before. I've never had to put myself in a situation where I had to walk in accordance with others. But the drill instructors that was there, that was teaching us and they're showing us how to be Marines. See, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I just committed to the process. You're not going to know everything. If you know everything, you're going to stop doing what you want to do because you don't know everything. You don't need to know everything. You don't need to have the answers. One thing that stops a lot of people is overanalyzing what needs to be done. It's overthinking the work. It's not never starting and procrastinating because today is never the right time to start. Because I don't know enough to start. I don't know enough, so why would I start today? I need to keep learning some more. I need to keep doing it some more. The best unknown secret, the best unknown response, the best unknown growth comes when we do things that we don't fully understand. And when I went to and joined the Marine Corps, I didn't fully understand what I was getting myself into. I didn't understand it, yet it has so many lessons behind it. It has so many lessons behind it because I now understood the path that I wanted to go. Now I understood the direction that I wanted to go. So when I got in the Marine Corps and went to my unit, I'm thinking, okay, I just went through the training. The training was all right. Training was pretty cool, whatnot. I just went through this training. And even though I just went through this training, I think I'm going to do 20 years. I think I'm going to do 20 years here. I think I'm gonna do 20 years in the Marine Corps, cause it's a pretty cool. I wouldn't necessarily say it's pretty cool. It's pretty good. I'm gonna do 20 years and see what comes from this. I'm automatically thinking and preparing for my future. I'm planning my future. I'm gonna do 20 years here. And one day it just hit me. I said, hold on. I don't know if I'm gonna do 20 years. Heck, I don't even know if I'm gonna re-enlist. But let me take this first contract. Let me take this first enlistment. That's what it's called. When you enlist for in the Marine Corps, or when you join the Marine Corps, you're enlisting in it. Either enlisted and or commissioned. Commission is officer, enlisted is just like E1, E2, so on and so forth. And so as I'm thinking about my future, I'm like, what do I want to do? Yes, the Marine Corps is here. Yes, it's a great opportunity, but I don't see this door being open for me for the next 20 years. So what do I need to do? How do I need to go about doing it? How can I start preparing for my future? How can I start planning for my future? And when I understood that I have to start doing something differently, I have to do something that I'm not comfortable with, I have to do something that's unknown, again, I have to really learn the path that I would like to go. I have to be aware of the decision that I need to make today that will be beneficial for tomorrow, for next year, for the year after next. And so the next part when they hit on, the next part when they hit on is, so the first one is step into the unknown, and the next one is learn the unknown, okay? Next point is going to be about learn the unknown. Learn the unknown. Learn the unknown. So the reason why you need to step into... There we go. Okay. See, the reason why you need to step into the unknown, because you're identifying something that you're not aware of. You're identifying a path that can either help you, that can... Well, to be honest, it can only help you. It can only help you get better. It can only help you identify what you're doing and why you're doing a particular way. See, when you step into something, you're committed to something. The something of the and the unknown will get discovered, because now you're able to learn more about what you need to do and why you're doing a particular way. It doesn't happen easily. It doesn't come easily. It comes when you commit. What is it? Your dream, your future, your goals. It comes when you commit. Because oftentimes when you're doing something new, you have to commit to yourself. You have to commit for yourself. You have to commit before you even begin. And so as I'm in the Marine Corps, I'm just trying to figure out what I would like to do later on in life. What do I want to do? What am I good at? I don't know what I'm good at. That good stuff, what are you good at? It doesn't even matter, because I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. And so it hit me. One day, we was cleaning up our rooms. It's called barracks. We was cleaning up our barracks, our rooms. And as I was cleaning, something just hit me like, huh. Everyone that's here on base has a car. Well, majority of people has a car. So they need a car wash. Or they need their car wash. Because where we was at, going from where we was at to going to get your car wash was a distance. It was like 10 to 15. No, it was like 20, 15 minutes to even get off base to get a car wash. So I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, there's a, majority of everyone is here has a car. And even though everyone has a car, I can start washing cars. I can start washing cars. So I'm thinking, okay, so what do I need? What do I need? I need a vacuum. I need soap. I need water. So I only had free water. I didn't have to go find the water. The water was there. And so as I'm looking and thinking about what I need to do and what all I need, it hit me. I'm like, oh, okay. I need some business cards. So the name of the business that I started was the Journey of a Car Wash. Because you go from dirty to clean, clean back to dirty. That was actually a pretty good, decent name. It was a good, decent name. And so I'm just thinking, what all does a car wash need? Not really that much. You need a vacuum. You need some towels. You need some dry towels. You need some soap. You need some water. That's pretty much it. And so I committed. And when I start to learn what it needed, that's when the unknown was being discovered for me. And so as I was continuing to go along the journey, different lessons come up at different times when you're ready to learn them. And so when I joined it, I didn't know that there was more things outside of my hometown. I didn't understand that even though you're from here, you're not caged here. You can leave. You can go. You can just come back. You're not caged in your hometown. It's okay for you to leave. See, I wasn't aware of that because I was so used to being at home. I was so used to being comfortable. I was so used to being where I'm from. And so when I understood and started learning that it's okay to leave, it's okay to step out, it's okay to learn, let me keep learning. Let me keep stepping into the unknown. Let me do something to not only help myself, but will help me later on in life. And so I joined the Marine Corps. I joined the military and I started learning new information that I've never thought I would learn. And so when I started thinking about doing the car wash came to me in a way that I wasn't expecting. It came to me because we was cleaning our rooms. We had to clean our rooms. We had to clean room. We was cleaning our rooms, but the cars had to be clean as well. See, the unknown was the car wash, was people needing their cars washed. And see, when I learned the unknown, it was me identifying what I need to have in order to accomplish this one goal. Now, accomplishing the goal and doing the goal and learning the work is completely different from one another. Because when you accomplish something, you have to learn what you're doing. You have to learn how to communicate. You have to learn how to put yourself out there. See, me learning the unknown was identifying that if I have this goal, if I have this dream, if I have this thought of me washing cars, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? I got my business cards. And when I got my business cards, the Journey of the Car Wash, that was a crazy name. The Journey of the Car Wash, I started handing it out to individuals. I had my, let me see where, if I can find it. If those of you that's listening to this audio, if you want to see the visual of what I'm sharing, it will be in the show notes. So that way you can actually click the link and watch it and look at it. So the thing, let me see. I know it's here. Let me see if I can find it. If I can find it, I'm going to send it to my computer. Let me see. Uh-oh. There we go. I just found it. Hold on. I just found it. Listen. Let me share this right quick. Hold on. I just found it. Look at this. No, not that. This. Dang. Hold on. Don't leave yet. Hold on. Look at this. Can y'all see this right here? Hopefully you can. So back then, my Snapchat name was Lil Real, L-I-I-L Real 22. And then my Instagram was T_Humphrey19. So the reason why I just laugh, because first off, ain't nobody ever called me Lil Real. Never in my life. Never a day in my life. No one has ever called me Lil Real. And it was, and this is so funny because I had a thought and the thought came to me. So this right here, I don't know if you can see this. Let me zoom in some. Hold on. Let me zoom. I'm gonna scoot over just a little bit. So this part right here, it say LCPL. That was my rank. I didn't know you were supposed to not do that. So I had over there 100 cards and did that for all cards. Furthermore, I digress, okay? Look at this. Type of payment, card, and cash. Type of payment, card, and cash. Listen. Let me come back to the screen right quick. Hold on. Listen. There's a story behind everything. There's a story behind deciding for yourself. There's a story that you go through when you commit for yourself. See, me learning the unknown showed me that it's okay to do it afraid. It's okay to do it when you don't have all the answers. It's okay to commit, because once you commit, now you learn. Now you identify what you need to do and why you're doing a particular way. See, the journey of a car wash, it taught me something different. It taught me how to plan for my future as I'm taking action for the present. See, understanding that even though I had this thought a couple of years ago, even today, I'm still thinking about it and rethinking, reminiscing. I'm thinking again on how it went down. I had a thought, and I acted on a thought. Then I started learning about everything that I need to have. I started watching videos on car washes, on the type of soap to have, on the type of towels to have, on the type of scrubbers to have, on the type of scrubbers to do for the rims. I'm looking up this information because I'm committed. I'm learning the unknown because it's something that I want to do for myself. And so as I'm understanding that the work is something that's going to teach you, it's going to help you grow, it's going to help you identify the unknown, it's something that's scary because you don't have all the answers to. See, planning for your future is acting on today. When you act on today, now you're able to learn. Hold on. Don't leave yet. It was about to get good. When you plan for your future by starting today, you're able to learn more about yourself. You're able to learn more about what you would like to do and why you're doing a particular way. See, Let me scoot this over just a little bit. Can y'all see this? Let me know in the comments if y'all can see this. So planning for your future is identifying is that you have to step into the unknown. By stepping, I'm saying you have to commit to the unknown. You have to commit to your thoughts. You have to commit to the decision that you're making for yourself. You have to commit because once you commit, there's no turning back. There's no turning back. And since there's no turning back, learning comes into effect. Learning gets conquered by overthinking because now you're doing it. Now you're doing what needs to be completed, what needs to be done, what needs to be focused on. Because there's a skill that's being developed. There's a known that's becoming to the light because you're learning about the unknown. You're learning about the unknown because you're not talking yourself out of doing the work. You're not talking yourself out of your thoughts that you have. See, we have thoughts for a reason. It's the fact that we have the thoughts for the reason that makes a difference. This thought didn't come from nowhere. It didn't come from you not thinking about something, of you not thinking about doing anything. This thought came from you actually want to do something more for yourself. When I joined the Marine Corps, I wanted to do more for myself. And not knowing what the more was, it was preparing me for everything that was coming, getting prepared for. It's preparing me for my future. So when I say plan for your future, this is what I mean. You plan for your future by acting on today. By writing a plan. Sometimes your plan won't go as follow, but as you thought. Sometimes your plan won't go as you think it will, but will go in a way that will direct you in accordingly. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plan that I have for you." And if you understand the plan, that I believe in God. I believe in God. I'm not putting my religion on everybody. But I believe that if you have a plan and you follow, not necessarily to the T, but you act on it, your plan will get discovered in a new way that you wasn't even expecting. See, planning doesn't mean you have to have some type of religious belief. Planning just saying that you have to have faith in what you're doing, in your work, in the progress, in the time. Because if you don't have faith that something will come from this, nothing will come from it. See, understanding that the unknown is just doing something for the first time. When I joined the Marine Corps, I was joining for the first time. I was young. I wanted to learn. I wanted to be and be something different. And so I wanted to learn what this even was. And so as I started to step into it, the unknown got discovered in a way that I wasn't expecting. Now I have to learn how to be a Marine. Not only did the training teach us how to show up and be a Marine, but it showed us that when you commit to something, you commit 100%. You commit 100% because there's no turning back from this. There's no turning back from this. Even though you can go home, you can go home, you can quit. There's no turning back from this. Because when you quit on yourself, you're giving up on your dreams. You're giving up on your path. You're giving up on the unknown. There's no telling of what you can become until you commit for yourself. There's no telling what you can become. There's no telling what you can do. There's no telling who you can become. See, I wasn't speaking like this a couple years ago. because I had to learn what I was doing, what I needed to do. One thing that I got from my recruiter is that he was in the service for a couple years prior to me. And even though he was there a couple years prior to me, I still have to go through the process. I still have to go through the phase. I still have to learn. Learning the unknown helped me identify the path and direction I would like to go. So when I got out of training, out of the Marine Corps, when I got to my unit, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do 20 years. Somebody asked me, hey, how long are you going to do, huh? I'm like, maybe 20 years. Yeah, I'm thinking about 20 years. That was like, you going to do 20 years? I said, yeah. At the time, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do 20. I'm thinking about doing 20. I'm thinking about it. Then as I continue to be in the Marine Corps, it showed me that I can have dreams. I can see myself doing more than this. Even though nothing's wrong with the Marine Corps, but I just want more. What is more? I want to learn what more is. So I want to start doing and exploring and learning new information that I wasn't prepared for. So the last point that I'm going to hit on is plan ahead. Last point I want to hit on is the importance of planning ahead. So as I'm there and they I'm getting asked, like, so you gonna do 20 years or you think about doing 20 years? I'm thinking to myself, it's a good decision to make for the next 20 years. Then I thought about it. I'm like, hold on. That's 20 years. That's 20 years. I'm like, hold on. I don't know if I'm going to do 20. That's 20 years. It's not 2 years. It's not 4 years. It's not 6 years. That's 20 years. So then I really got to thinking. I really got to think about the unknown. I'm like, okay, if I'm not going to do 20 years here, what am I willing to do 20 years in? So now I start to look at things differently. I start to look and learn new information that wasn't in front of me that I was searching for. There's a saying that says that they didn't teach us this information. Well, they are not supposed to teach you this information. You are supposed to go looking for the information. And when you search for what you're finding, the right information will show up at the right moment, at the right time, at the right place, at the right situation. And I say this because oftentimes it's not the matter of they. More so, it's a matter of me. More so, it's a matter of you. What are you learning and what do you want to do? I kept asking myself, what do you want to do? If you don't see yourself doing 20 years, bucko, you have to find out something. You have to do something. And so as I'm realizing what I would like to do, it didn't come to me all of a sudden. It didn't come to me as soon as I expected to come. I'm asking myself this. I'm learning and identifying different directions that I would like to go. And as I'm focused on the different directions that I would like to go, something is going to come from this. And the something that came from is that I picked up a camera. I picked up the camera because I was planning ahead. 20 years is a long time. 20 years is a long time. So I didn't see myself serving the Marine Corps for the next 20 years. And so as I start to learn and do, I picked up the camera. When I picked up the camera, I never put it back down. Because now I see myself doing something that I really enjoy for the next 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, etc. I see myself doing and speaking and impacting individuals to help become the best version of themselves. See, it wasn't the fact that I didn't understand what I was doing. I just committed. And over time, I start to learn and identify and be more clear and have a goal and have a direction and have a path. See, as I was planning ahead, I had to sit in the present to learn what ahead even was. Oftentimes, it's learning the information that's not in front of us. that you would have to go searching for, that you would have to start reading and having new conversations around things that you would never thought about. See, the new information comes when you plan ahead. There's a saying that says, when the student is ready, the teacher will show up. And until the student, me, is ready, the teacher will not show up. Because now, since I'm going to search for this information, am I looking for the right information? Am I looking for the right terminology? Am I looking in the right place? Today, I filled out an application. It was for a P.O. box at USPS. And when I filled out the application this past weekend, I filled it out incorrectly. And so when I went this morning, I was explaining to him, like, man, I filled it out wrong. I didn't recognize that I was supposed to put my name in this section, in this space, but I put the business name here, but I put my name at the bottom. And so he was informing me on how to fill out the application. I misread it. I filled it out wrong. He was like, man, this is all you need to do. Put your information on top, and then you don't have to fill out the bottom. That's me. I'm like, huh. Okay, when the student is ready, the teacher will show up. So here's why this is important. Even though I filled out the application incorrectly, I was able to get help to fill it out correctly. See, when we do things incorrectly for a long period of time, someone is going to show up to help us and guide us along the way. Someone is going to help us and show us the direction that we would like to go for ourselves. See, it's understanding that something has to be done. First, we have to do the work for ourselves. We have to be committed, because once we commit for ourselves, something will come from this. And when something comes from this, now we're able to be prepared to learn what the teacher would teach us. They didn't teach us this information because you wasn't ready to learn it. You wasn't ready to hear it. You wasn't ready to identify it because you haven't started identifying it for yourself. See, when I joined the Marine Corps, I knew I wanted to join because my friend had joined. And when she joined, I'm like, okay, maybe it can't be that bad. It can't be as bad. So when the student is ready, the teacher will show up. When I was ready to talk to the recruiter, the recruiter showed up. So, hey, man, so tell me about your experience. What did you go through? What if you can do it, well, I don't see it, why not? I don't see why I can't do it, but what did you do? See, even though he had years of experience prior to me while being in the Marine Corps, I knew I can learn from him. I knew I can ask questions from him. It might seem different and fuzzy in the first place. Furthermore, as I continue to learn different skills and different levels of understanding, now I'm understanding, like, oh, he was a teacher. I was a student. When I was ready, he showed up. In business, when the teacher is ready, the student shows up. The reason behind that saying is so powerful, because when someone has a problem and the teacher has been studying this problem for so long, the teacher goes to the student to help solve the problem, because the problem is something that they have been going through for countless amount of time. See, when the teacher in business, when the teacher or experienced business coach, experienced marketer, when it comes in contact with someone that's new or with someone that has a problem in their business, in their life, in their development, so on and so forth, this teacher know how to solve this student problem. One, because of experience. Two, because of time. And three, they start planning ahead for their future. See, when a student starts preparing for their future, the sky's the limit. Because we're no longer stopping ourselves from growing, learning, and identifying what the unknown is. See, when you plan ahead, you're getting ready to accept everything that's about to come for you. See, when you understand what's coming for you is meant for you, because you are the one that's discovering what you would like to do, who you would like to be, and how you would like to help others. See, understanding that the Marine Corps was like a stepping stone. It was like a stepping beginning. It was the beginning of something special. Because fast forward 4 years or five and a half, 2 years, 2018, 2024, 2018, 6 years. Fast forward 6 years. Because of that one decision I made in 2018, I'm here today bringing value. I'm here today discovering new ways to show up and talk about business, marketing, storytelling. See, when I planned ahead 6 years ago, I would have never thought I would have been here. I would have never thought I'd be showing up and how I'm showing up and how I'm presenting, how I'm communicating. See, when the student is ready, the teacher will be present. I was learning from others. I was learning from others that had experience around me. Not just in the Marine Corps, not just in the military. As I transition, as I grow, as I get into new fields, new realms, get into business, new conversations, different way of showing up. Something comes from the unknown, because the unknown forces you to learn. It forces you to grow. It forces you to identify the path and direction that you would like to focus on. See, if I would have never made the decision for myself back in 2018 when I was working at Walmart, I wouldn't be where I am today. I went, hold on, my computer about to go dead. Hold on. Hold on, my computer about to go dead. Yeah. My computer's about to go dead. And just to think, oftentimes as we're doing and learning and identifying who we like to become, just know it's going to take time. It's going to take time. So even though I joined in 2018, it took me 2 years to identify what I would like to do and how I would like to go about doing it. I picked up a camera, and once I picked up the camera, I started to learn how to show up on camera. Not as other people, not as different personas or different personalities, no, as myself. I have value, and when I understood that the value that I have is me showing up as myself, oh, it's game time. It's game time, because nobody can be me. I can't be nobody else. Nobody can be me. It reason being because there's a process behind the phases of life that you go through. The phases of different information that you learn, that you encounter, that you walk through. So you have to go through something to understand that your experience is the best teacher. Sometimes learning from others is great. Oftentimes you have to go through the experience to learn for yourself. I can learn from my recruiter. I can still call him and be like, hey, when you was in your first contract, or when you was in your second contract, what was something that you learned from it? Or what is something that helped you be prepared for today? I can ask that. He can give me the answers. I can listen. But it's different from me going through it, and I can relate my own experience to what he's been through in a way to where he can give me further assistance that can only not only help me grow, but push me forward in a quicker manner. In a quicker and explosive manner. See, oftentimes, we just have to be willing to start at the bottom and recognize that the bottom is not going to always be here, because we can start stepping accordingly. We can start marching accordingly. We can start moving accordingly, because as we're moving accordingly, we're transitioning to our ideal direction that we would like to go, our ideal path that we would like to pursue, our ideal dream that we like to accomplish for ourselves. I watched this interview with Dame Dash yesterday, and he was talking to the interviewer, and the interviewer was saying that his daughter had dreams, but the dad was trying to ask, like, what do you want to do? Like, what do you like to do? Like, you know, I'm trying to help, but it's not working. And so Dame Dash was like, sometimes you have to change the language of how you speak to others. You have to learn their love language and speak to them in that way. Rather than asking, what are your dreams? Just start asking, what do you like to do? What have you done? What have you tried? And she said that she tried, that she liked talking to her friends about different topics and like giving her input on things. And then he was like, so why don't you do it on camera? She was like, because I don't feel like my information is valuable enough. I don't feel like my information is valuable enough. And so he was like, these cameras are here and you can start practicing. He was like, being uncomfortable forces you to practice, because you're not going to be good at it. You're not going to be good at something that you just started. But you can get better over time. You can get better as you continue along the process. You can get better as you practice. And so you see, Dame Dash was like, just use these cameras to practice and become comfortable with the process. And so then as I'm watching this, I'm like, everything has a process. Majority of the time we don't want to go through the pain and the suffering to learn this skill, to learn this craft, to learn something that's here. I'm watching videos about the USA basketball team. Steph Curry, LeBron, I only saw these two with the about this specific video. So Steph Curry and LeBron James, they're doing the basics. As simple as a crossover drill, crossover drill, crossover drill, crossover drill, and shooting the bases. Everything is the basics. They focus on the basics. And the reason why I'm saying they focus on the basics is because they was able to plan ahead from the basics and them committing to the process. And once they committed years ago, they still focusing on the basics, which is practice. And I let Alistair say, we're talking about practice. We talking about practice. Years later, I got the context. He was like, it wasn't just about practice. It was more deeper than that. But the quote still says, we're talking about practice. You're talking about practice. Yes, we're talking about practice. You need to practice to be good. You need to practice to be great. You need to practice to understand what you are doing. A skill is not developed overnight. It's not developed when you want it to develop. It's developed when you put the work in when no one's looking. It's developed when you're putting the work in when no one is there cheering you on. It's there when you're putting the work in when you have to encourage and inspire yourself. Because now you're practicing. Now you're planning ahead. Now you're stepping to the unknown. Now you're learning. Now you're learning. See, the basics has to be learned when you try something new. When I wanted to join the Marine Corps, I have to learn how to become a Marine Corps. I have to learn how to become a Marine. I have to learn how to pull-ups. I have to learn how to march. I have to learn how to be in a team. I have to learn how to be around individuals that was from different parts of the world. It wasn't the fact that I was afraid of it. I was just unaware of it. Being unknown of things is not bad because it forces you to learn what this thing is. You have to practice. You have to study. You have to learn. You have to read. You have to ask questions. You have to be around others that have done what you have currently inspired in. Because the moment you start to grow and be around others that has more experience than you, you start to learn more because now you're doing something that they said not to do, but now you're seeing why to do it, why not to do it that way. Oh, you said it because something happened this way. Don't do it that way, do it this way. Oh, you got secrets that you're giving now. You got secrets that you're releasing. That's the thing when it comes to the unknown. Identifying what you would like to do is the most difficult thing there is. Yet when you discover the thing, now you have to go all in on learning, studying, being around the information, being around the people that's doing it, just constantly absorbing the information, which means taking in the information, because now you're seeing something that can not only help you, but help you plan ahead for your future. That can benefit your future in a way that you was not expected, because when you don't expect growth, growth happens because it's unknown. It happens because it's unknown. And just because it's unknown doesn't mean it's scary. Doesn't mean it's impossible. Doesn't mean that you can't do it. You just have to learn it. Just like LeBron James and Steph Curry, they're sticking to the basics because that's one of the first things that they learned. What's the basics? When you go into your career, when you go into your path, when you go into your dream, you have to learn the basics. Because the basics is something that's going to always be here for you. Even though when you get advanced, even though when you get technical, even though when you get more smarter, even though when you have more experience, the basics will always be there. Because oftentimes it's the basics that people forget about. On the contrary, when you forget about the basics, now you have to really force yourself to start at the beginning. But it's starting that stops a lot of people. See, when you plan ahead, when you plan your future, plan for your future, you have to understand that your planning starts today. And when it starts today, you have to understand that the work that you have to do today will not be the same work that you're doing years later. It will be a different work that's only improving. And it's only different because now you're understanding it in a different way. You're understanding it in a different manner. You're understanding how it's beneficial for you. Yeah, because when you plan for your future, now you're understanding. Now you're creating a plan that you like to follow. You're creating a direction that you like to go. And you're creating something that can not only push you forward, but identify why you're getting pushed forward. Furthermore, it causes you to grow. You planning for your future forces you to grow because you have to do things that you are uncomfortable with doing. You have to try things that you are unaware of. And even though you are unaware of it, doesn't mean that it's impossible to become the best at it. You just have to practice. You just have to practice. And once you practice, now you are able to learn more about something that you are focused on. When you learn the unknown and identify what the unknown is, three things happen. First, you start. In other words, you start. Rather than step into the unknown, you start into your thoughts and something that you've been thinking about. And once you start, now you learn all the details that go on behind the language, the action, the experience, the work. You learn what needs to be done and completed. And after you learn and complete it, now you plan ahead. Now you start creating a plan around something that you can do for the present. And as you're doing it for the present, you continue to grow over time. You continue to develop over time. You continue to identify what you are doing and why you're doing it a particular way. It helps you to plan for your future because your future is something that's going to always be in your mind. When I joined the Marine Corps, I thought I was going to do 20 years. Come to find out, I didn't do 20 years. I only did 4 years because I had dreams. I had a different path and dreams that I wanted to accomplish for myself. Do I feel bad about it? No. I had a great 4 years, a great experience, great learning lessons, great time. And now I'm able to learn more about what I want to do and be okay with the work that has to be done because I have to practice, I have to understand, I have to learn and be willing to plan because as I'm planning ahead, something comes from this. What's it come from? And now I'm able to identify the direction I would like to go. See, the Marine Corps taught me not only how to be around others that I wasn't comfortable with, it taught me how to be comfortable with the unknown. The unknown is something that pushes you forward. And as it pushes you forward, you become the best version of yourself. It has to be practiced. It has to be learned. It has to be understood. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter where you are at in life. When you start something, you continue to do it for a long time. The right teacher will come and help you along your path because you've been doing it for so long. Now you're willing to listen. Now you're able to, now you're more open to learn more about what this person can teach you, can show you how they can help you. Because even though they're helping you, get ready. This is the moment you're ready to learn what they're giving you, what they're teaching you, and the reason behind it. See, there's a process. One thing that I've learned was that I do not need to compare myself to others because everyone else is on their different paths. Everyone else has their own journey. Everyone else has their own time. And everyone else has a dream and a thought that they would like to accomplish, but it's on their time. It's on their time. Their time is not my time, as my time is not their time. So now that I'm continuing to practice and to show up on camera, to communicate, and to be a better presenter, now I have to continue to do it. I have to continue to identify the unknown. I have to continue to learn. I have to continue to show up. I have to continue to be consistent. Because being consistent rewards you. It rewards you because you're able to see what's working, what's not working. Name the name. Now, I saw this quote a couple of days ago. They said, not necessarily a couple of days ago, but when you get in business, stay in business. That's a great piece of advice, because when you get to doing something, you have to be fully committed through the ups, through the downs, and through times when it's just when nothing is happening. You have to be committed to push yourself, even though you are unaware of what this something is going to come for you. Just keep doing it. Just continue to be committed. Just continue to do it and show up and learn and identify that the path and your dream and your goal can be accomplished when you start for yourself and identify that it's okay to be uncomfortable. Because as you're being uncomfortable, now you're learning and identifying what the unknown lesson is. And get discovered in a way that you're not ready for. Yet when you start, you become ready to learn what this even was. Listen, I appreciate y'all for joining in. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Listen, make sure you share this with a friend. Make sure you like it. Make sure you subscribe it. Because, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Make sure you share this with a friend. Send this live to them that's looking to plan for their future, or by taking action for today. It's very important, very vital that you get around people that would like to grow. Because as they're growing, now you can grow together. Now you don't have to grow by yourself. Now you can grow with others that's on the same, that has the same drive and mission and purpose as you do. So, yeah, I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all share this with a friend. And plan ahead for your future, because your future counts on you for today. I appreciate y'all. See y'all tomorrow.